you for joining me this morning. Welcome. Are you thinking about a trip to Europe, or do you already have plans for this trip? The United States has issued warnings to its citizens in Europe after the airport bombings in Brussels. This morning, my guest is Russell Hannon. He is a travel expert on many television shows, and he's also the author of Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling, The Ultimate Guide to Traveling More, and listen to this, Spending Less. Good morning, Russell, and welcome.
Thank you for having me, Barbara.
Well, now that there have been an attack in Paris and just recently in Brussels, should we really be thinking twice about going to Europe?
Well, you know what? There's two levels to this. One is, if you have a concern, it can be about anything, anywhere. There's no single place on Earth, from a vacation perspective anyway, that's so amazing that no other one will do. So I encourage being flexible if you do have any concerns. Now, that said, if you're specifically thinking about canceling a trip to Europe or really postponing something that you had planned to go there, I just want to make sure that you're putting things into context when making that decision. And it's important not to confuse the risk or possibility of another attack occurring with the possibility or risk of finding yourself in a place at the exact time that something like that could occur, where the odds are two very, very different things. And myself, Barbara, and maybe even yourself, you may know people in Europe. I know people who live there, and I've been talking to them about their concerns. And certainly they're concerned about what's happening, but even for residents who live there, the odds of finding themselves where something like that happens is lower. I've seen school boards, actually, after the Paris attacks, some school districts were planning to cancel student exchanges going to France. And actually, the parents and teachers involved, after about a month, decided to go ahead with it, and opposed to take precautions as opposed to not going at all. So they were saying, okay, well, we're going to avoid large demonstrations, places where there's large gatherings of people. And if you're traveling, something I endorse is traveling like a local. It's less expensive, and you get to immerse yourself in the local culture. And if you're doing that and you're going to rural areas and you're not in places where there's big gatherings of people and such, I don't think there's more risk than generally if you're being than just about anywhere else that you're going by taking those precautions.
Well, I think we're in a world now where it could happen anywhere, anytime. And if you start worrying about not going somewhere, you wouldn't go anywhere.
Well, agree. Now, that said, there are certain cases. I had a friend who was teaching in just outside of Cairo in Egypt about 3 years ago, and my friend was really assuring me, he said, come visit, I'll show you around, I feel safe here, and I don't think you have much to worry about. And myself, I know people who live near me who are actually from Egypt, and they were suggesting probably it's best to wait for things to settle down, wait for some more government stability there, and in that case, I made a decision to postpone that, and I figured in a few years from now, I can reassess, knowing there's a lot of other places to go to. So everybody has a different gauge or barometer, and there's a few resources I recommend that you look at when making your decision. The federal government has a great website, travel.state.gov. So what the government has is a smart traveler enrollment program, and you can just type in any country that you're thinking of visiting, and you'll get advisories sent to you that'll give you information about advisories in those areas. Now, something that you won't find on that website, and I recommend, is you can always contact a local embassy, a U.S. embassy in the destination you'll be visiting, and they'll give you specific warnings that you won't find in national advisories, and you'll get much more specific information, perhaps bad parts of town or travel scams. Believe it or not, scams and petty theft are probably your biggest risk in terms of things that can happen to you while traveling abroad.
Wow, I am thrilled to get that information. So if you go to travel.state.gov, they will send you updates automatically. Is that correct?
That's right, and you just put in the destinations you're thinking of visiting, so it's custom-tailored to the places you're thinking of visiting.
Okay, so before we go anywhere, how do we educate ourselves? We can certainly get on that website, travel.state.gov, but what else should we do to educate ourselves on safety?
Well, there's a few things. Now, I think it's important to try to familiarize ourselves with local laws and customs. And I find it just as simple as going on Google. For example, in Singapore, if you're thinking of going, it's just beautiful, beautiful, world-class city. But you might not know that you can get fined $150 for smoking in public. You can get fined for not flushing a public toilet. Mind you, I'm not sure how they'll catch you doing that. And even you'll get fined for spitting in public, chewing gum, all these things. Now, by doing a simple Google search, you can find those things out. But this is a case where if we aren't aware of local customs and laws, that certainly we can find ourselves on the wrong side of the law, even in this case.
I think Singapore might be the cleanest place in the world. Because you're right.
And now we know why.
Yeah. Believe me, we were there and I'm thinking, you can't drop one thing out of a car window or walking down the street or you will be nabbed for sure. All right. Now, once we get, here's the thing that people maybe ought to think about. When you go to an airport, you got to go to the airport to go anywhere. This is a captive audience for people that are going to blow themselves up.
Well, there are certain limits to what we can do. We certainly have government in place, police departments that are working diligently to put checks in place. And I can assure you, I haven't seen specifically in the news, but I'm certain that airports all over the world and police departments all over the world are looking at what they can and need to do to improve security measures in light of what happened in that one specific airport. And there is a limit to, and this is the thing with terrorism overall, is there are limits to what we can do to fully protect ourselves because there is no warning. In some certain cases, very limited. We're limited in our ability to see what can happen. But the thing is, I used to be scared of flying, and the way I overcame that, I said, well, Russ, how many planes are in the air every day?
That's right.
Thousands, even tens of thousands. And how often does something happen? And once in a while, something terrible does happen, and the plane does crash. But statistically, the reason I've overcome the fear of flying is I look at the math of that and I say, yes, something could happen, but the odds are so low.
Yeah.
As long as we aren't doing anything to expose ourselves to unnecessary risk, I don't feel that there's any reason to really change our behaviors. And there's people that are flying through Brussels Airport even this week, certainly significant security in place there, and probably safer than other places as a result of the security, of course, after the fact.
But Russell, thank you so much for joining me this morning. I've been talking with Russell Hannon, a travel expert. And this is Barbara Dooley for Georgia's Morning News.